Anybody happen to see me walking hand in hand there in that video when one of the Santa Clauses were going crazy?
The New York hardcore Santa Claus?
Yeah. And then I saw the elf bishop pop up on the screen. I like that. Very good. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Got the whole gang together for our first annual Christmas Spectacular. Mm-hmm. I don't know what makes it spectacular, but
look at the spectacular.
Mikey jumping right in saying, look at me with my $1,000 camera, apparently.
Christmas came early here at the War Buses.
Well, we can't see much with a hat, so green screen is kind of taking care of it.
I like it. But, I guess it's kind of spectacular. I mean, Bishop's here, Knox is here.
That's spectacular in its own right.
Right in its own self is spectacular.
Hi, Eric. Evening, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Rod, thanks. Hi. One of my favorite hats this season. And April evening, y'all, to you as well.
Hi.
And hello to everybody else.
Do you have a similar turkey hat? I can see a turkey hat looking like that as well.
I don't, but I'll work on that for our Thanksgiving spectacular for next year. Find that. I've got my New Year's hat.
It's just got the two cup holders.
No, it's a big, big draft beer. Yeah, I am ready to go. So how's everybody doing? Everybody ready for old Christmas? I guess it starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Excuse me. David Flav says, my preacher bought me a pair of Nike Revolution shoes. Now, Forrest, these are just for running. Wow.
Boy, what a sentence.
Coming with his A-game night, DTF is. Merry Christmas, Dave the Scott.
Oh, Dave the guy. Hey, what's up, man?
How are you? How are you, old buddy? We were just telling the story about you at La Mirage that time. Leaving and coming back somehow completely sober a couple hours later.
It was the resurrection of Dave the Scott. It was a Christmas story, more like Easter, nonetheless.
Awesome, April. I'm glad to hear that. We tried to order ours and couldn't get anything through. So,
what shirts did you want?
One of them is a great slot shirt that Mikey made that's called the April.
Yeah, it is, because she requested that it be made. She said she would she'd buy one if I made it. So I was like, oh, you know what? Far be it from me to turn down a dollar.
Sure. Right. That's a hat.
Literally, probably a dollar.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, I look forward to seeing the April slot shirt.
By the way, Dave the Scott, one of the things I remember best about Dave, remember we had the amateur stripper show at Rena J's? And he was there.
Is that the one that I had issues with?
So we were there at that.
The one you had issues?
He got really drunk. And I remember him leaving.
Yeah. No.
Well, that night, someone was murdered behind what's the name of that place right there on Henderson by the bingo hall? Somebody got murdered, though. Let's say somebody got murdered over in that area.
I don't remember this at all.
That's around the time Dave the Scott left. So I remember thinking, me and Bishop were like, well, do you think Dave the Scott killed that guy and came, you know, now he's here with us? Do you think that was him, the murderer?
You instantly went with him killing somebody? Oh, I got you. All right. So you knew he wasn't dead anyways.
Yeah, so, you know. Gotcha.
Did he have blood on him? Is that why you're wondering that?
He had murderous look in his eyes. Yeah. Look,
it was never out of question to Dave for show. Dave,
look, he knows what blood. I'm talking about. So,
yeah.
He's like, might not be that far off.
He's like, mate. I remember the time I showed up and murdered that guy, then I came over and hung out with you guys. Yeah,
is it like a cold case? Or they ever find out who did it? Or
I think it's a cold case. Yeah.
Oh Jesus! Well, we should stop. stop talking about that while we're ahead. That night, though, that night, so I had a reason.
Jägermeister.
I had a reason to be really pissed that night, though, because my ex, for some reason, just wanted to be in this amateur stripper thing. And
it wasn't a strip club, by the way. I want everyone to know that. It was a biker bar.
Yeah.
But they really paid nice. For us to come and host it two nights in a row.
With really nice window art every time you'd go by.
Yes.
But yeah, and everybody else like quickly put their clothes back on, except for her, like for 20 minutes, just letting it all walking out, around. Baby. It was so weird.
It was Marlboro hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That was the weird part, was that because Cree's ex would smoke. Like that.
Right in the corner, and while holding a baby right there, right now.
I was checking the oil in her car. She could do car repairs with a baby and a cigarette. And I asked her
pouring in her
she
eye.
Was able to not get any smoke in her eye. And she said that she gets smoke in her eye all the time. It just didn't bother her.
I don't know how it doesn't sting. But anyways, so she did it. And then she's just walking around topless for like 20 minutes. And I finally just, what are you doing? Like, it's so weird.
Speaking of, I think that Steve Nash was in the news basically, I think yesterday. It was something with basketball yesterday with Steve Nash.
He's the coach of the Nets now.
Oh, yes, wow. That's what it
Good
is.
For
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for him.
They used to call my ex Steve Nash, just so you know.
Yeah,
because that's she looked like Steve Nash. I mean, was it because she was a baller or anything like that? It's because she looked like Steve Nash.
I bet you this man down below, below you, Mikey, him, Tobin, I bet he has a metal pole in his house.
Got that one. For Festivus?
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a blue hat he has on?
It is. He's he's into police.
He supports the.
He's into a Santa Claus police. He's into the North Pole police.
Oh, good evening, Kelly.
Best hair of the night right now.
Yeah, best hair of the night so far. She won the best hair award the other day during the chase as well. Knox, are you still having your quarantine shack up? Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, because he's been so busy. We haven't even heard anything from him since I think last Wednesday, maybe one or two.
Well, so last Thursday, so we saw each other Wednesday. Last Thursday, we got this big snowstorm.
Yeah.
And got like 24 inches of snow.
Excuse me for 2 seconds. Were you not aware that there was a snowstorm coming or that there was a lot of snow, because all of a sudden, because you kind of made it out that there wasn't much snow in your area when we, as of Wednesday.
Yeah, we saw. So that's the thing. When we got off the air on Thursday night, let me back it up here, that we were talking Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
When we got off the air that night, I walked outside and there was maybe an inch of snow on the ground.
Right.
It was coming down, okay?
Yeah.
Fast forward to 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
There was 20 inches outside the window. So in 5 hours, we got like 20 inches of snow. Yeah, that's like, it was like.
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
Go ahead, sorry.
Basically. So that was crazy, but we did stay in until we got our COVID tests on Friday, came back on Sunday, and we were sprung.
So, hi, Joel.
Haven't seen each other.
Was a great quarantine. Had a lot of fun. Cooked a lot of meals in. Yep. And
I hope you're quarantined. I hope you did everything in.
Well, yeah. Well, so we were.
Big deal.
We were trying
a lot of meals in. Cooked in. Watched a lot of TV in.
Let me ask you this: If it were any of you, okay, Creed especially. Now I know that you keep a lot of things in the house. So you're not ever needing things typically. I know you have a lot of stuff on hand.
Yeah.
For stuff you might need. We ran out of ran out of ice cream one night, and then we also ran out of sour cream for fajitas. And so
hard times.
We were trying to figure out which gas station to sacrifice to go in and get stuff.
We're trying to figure out
which one was more important to us. We're like, well, if we
which
kill anybody, we at
the right. Which one has the most low income people that work and shop there?
Kind of. Which one we like where do we like the cashier more? You know, we were trying to weigh out our options, and we ended up going to both places because one of them didn't have sour cream. And then every time I asked to go get something, I got yelled at because we were not supposed to leave.
That's something.
How come you didn't ask anybody to go get it for you and just deliver it to your door? I mean, there's lots of people.
Because it's well, listen, you know, that would have been an option, but there's like no one else on campus and nobody else that I could have asked to go do it. So it was, except for my boss, and I don't think he would have wanted to do it for me.
Why not? He comes over and hangs out at your place.
He does. He does. But
I mean, if somebody called me and said, "Listen, I don't we're having vaginas tonight, and I don't have any sour cream," I would understand. That's a huge emergency.
You're right.
Well, like, for, the important part was that we were naked. Barbarians. So it was okay.
You were naked.
Negative.
That's what I thought.
Negative.
Did you guys go maskless to go on this hike to find some sour cream?
No. We had masks on. Okay. I'm the one that ran in and got it. Did she go in? I can't remember. But anyway, so Friday we went and got our test.
Contact done. Tracy got its best.
And the test was a non-brain poke. You just blow your nose and you swirl a Q-tip around 12 times and you put it back in the tube and you're good to go. So we got that back in, like, you know, 24 hours. It was good.
They miss you too, Tobin. Now you have to just go to the American Legion and party it up. I'm sure that's fantastic.
Question.
What are you guys going to do with your next round of stimulus money?
Well,
I haven't counted it yet.
Yeah, so were you looking for something besides sour cream? Is that why you had to go out and find it?
Tampons.
Well, no, I was
no cotton corks. Just sour cream, chips, and we did load up. We did get 4 pints of Ben and Jerry's at once.
Did you get any dog food?
Jesus.
I got plenty of dog food.
You got a lot of Christmas.
If only I had back the money that me and Catherine sent that TV preacher that was screwing the hockey players.
What about the kids?
Well, his kids can fend for themselves. I ain't got...
Old Roy.
By the way, that's one of the biggest... moments, because it's a mess up on there, because you can see his shaft while he's walking.
The big junk, because he's constantly grabbing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want a little piece of history, there you go.
Well, I mean, Knox sounds like he had the best quarantine of anyone. He was so leisure.
God, honestly, I didn't want it to end.
I'm sure you didn't.
You're living the life of Riley.
Right. He goes to a ski resort. And then he has another week off in the snow so he can, you know, hang out with his girlfriend.
Lacey, just so you know, you are safe. We haven't seen Renee yet, so.
Yeah, you're in the clear.
FYI. Hey, Joel. How are you? Loud Elvis. Wait. Fast forward Wednesday or fast forward from Tuesday.
There you go.
Loud Elvis. That is very funny, because I laughed because I was like, how many times is Knox going to say, hold on, Tuesday? I mean, Wednesday. I was like, if this was a drinking game, I'd already be cruising right along.
How many pairs of pants were ruined during that whole quarantine?
Didn't really wear any.
Oh!
Better late than never.
Yeah, to keep it alive.
Right. Yeah. I was like, "Is he gonna hit it?" And I was like, "I'm gonna, we'll course this." Oh, then.
Joel, what's wrong? Where are you lost? If you need, we can pull up some GPS coordinates.
Yeah,
we can help with that.
Being that you were quarantined with your girlfriend for that long, and before when we asked the question about you guys moving in together, you would have thought we asked you what was your involvement. In the Dave the Scott murder?
Scott murders.
Right. What did you do with the bag of bloody shoes at Dave?
Here's the issue. The problem was this. And I was saying to Bish off air over text.
Were you? You took time out of your day to send a text to another very busy man?
Listen, I work a full-time job. I'm not able to sell Radio Shack broken DVDs on the street corner like you.
Are you selling bootleg DVDs, Creed?
Yes.
No, he's making a joke, Knox. That was a joke.
Afraid things got tough. I saw those Amazon boxes. I thought things were going well for you. So anyway,
is there a problem?
And also, I'm nice to the Knox off the air. So.
What day is today? Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Fast forward to Wednesday.
You bring up a very good point, Fish.
Yeah. I'm nice to Knox. So, yeah. Off the air.
He's pleasant. Yeah. Well, and I bet good. If I called him, he'd answer his phone.
Yeah.
But I digress.
I'm busy. Working.
People get busy.
Phone calls. I made a phone call today that I was very shocked by, and I figured if anybody would understand that this is a shocking phone call, it'd be you guys.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm here in the North Pole with my elves and my reindeer and that ho, 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 Mrs. Claus. We're hard at work making toys for Christmas, but you can help me out by letting me know what I can drop off at your house for Christmas this year. If you would like a wooden doll, say the word doll. If you would like a sweater, say the word sweater. Santa can't help but notice that you didn't make a selection. Were you expecting more choices? Are you too good for a doll or a sweater? Well, what the f*** do you want for Christmas then, huh? I bet you'd like an iPod or a Nintendo Wii or an Xbox, wouldn't you, you greedy little f***? Do you know how hard it is to make something like that? I've already electrocuted 4 elves trying to replicate that damn iPhone. 4 elves! These are not skilled technicians. They're basically semi-retarded midgets in green tights with a helium addiction. And here you are, too good for a doll or a sweater, wanting me to risk the lives of my retarded elves? Have you forgotten the true meaning of Christmas? Well, guess what? Now you get nothing. You can all kiss Santa's frostbitten rosy red ass and go to hell.
The legend has nothing but time on his hands.
Well, that didn't go so well.
If you would like to get your acting chops up to par like that, join Mikey at his seminar at the Groundlings in L.A. this
at
Wednesday.
The Radisson.
Fast forward to this Wednesday, where introductory first class, $67.
The first course I'll be teaching is surprised face.
Now, how in the hell does it snow 20 inches? That's impossible, ungodly, Knox.
I don't know. 4 inches an hour for 5 hours, Dave. I don't know. Do the math.
Ontario says, we're in full lockdown here again in hopes of controlling coming holiday spike. Oh, God. So back to lockdown. 28 days for
it's
all of
Ontario.
It's the new strain.
Everyone's freaking out.
Jesus. Good luck with that.
I hope you have a lot of sour cream for your fajitas.
Uber? Did you mean Uber Eats?
No, you, Ed. That's you a Ed. Friend of his. You, Ed. Ed you Eats.
Thousands dead because Knox needed effing ice cream and sour cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Sour cream and Astro Glide.
Oh,
and four, count them, four Ben and Jerry's.
I like that Santa.
Nice try, Knox.
Mikey Santa Claus is making Wheeze. I mean, Jesus Christ. The Christmas gifts that Mikey's kids are getting are going to be horrible by like 12 years.
They're a little behind. That's why I was so surprised you wanted to give me a Wii. Right. Out on a Wii.
Right.
What a jerk Santa is. What a jerk.
David Flav's final grade in computer class was a little over 75.
Nice. Well done, dude.
What is iMad? Is that like an iPad?
Yes. He made the 75 iMad. I mean, he should have gotten the patent on it, but he didn't.
Made 78 on exam, which helped me a lot. Didn't take English, did we? Tobin says, what did I miss? I had to go to the kitchen. I did not go back and look for, what? Quaid's junk. Oh, yeah. Go look at it, though. It's very prominent there while he's grabbing the old Roy.
Yeah, but that's not really his junk. That's just a joke, right?
I don't know what the story was. Did he just put a song in there?
Yeah, that was just a visual gag. I learned that. Obsessed? Oh, I know. I learned that at the advanced Mikey's class in Groundlings. Mm-hmm. He taught last summer.
That's right.
Oh, okay, Joel.
Good. Okay, good. Good. Good.
Anyway, so are you guys moving in together full time or not?
Hi, before, Sheila. Merry Christmas to you.
Another, another Mikey produce it.
Yeah, I guess the question. Let's ask it this way, though. You were very standoffish when it came to the talk of you guys moving in. Right. Does that change any after your lockdown together? That song used to make Knox cry, by the way.
Are you going to let me talk?
Go ahead. It's all you.
Because I've been trying to answer the question for the last 5 minutes, and we've been railroaded like three different times. So I don't have to tell you. Knox, here's the thing. It wasn't – I was not standoffish.
Cars.
This just in from April. She wants a doll wearing a sweater. Go ahead. Oh,
American Girl doll, maybe.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry, Knox.
I'm like afraid to talk for the next interruption. Swear to God, you're gonna get PTSD. All right. So anyway, I was unfair. And I was trying to say before, I was not. I framed up the conversation. Jesus Christ! Can I talk?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We're listening.
Tell us about your quarantine.
It's a new subgenre. I don't know if y'all heard.
I took our conversation out of context, and I made her sound crazy, and she's not. Well, I mean, every woman's crazy, but she's not crazy like I made her sound.
Did you guys leave your mask on during sex, you both were in quarantine?
Shit, no. Do you?
Whoa, language, big boy.
We're monetized now, buddy.
I'm trying to make
I can't
money.
Say any of that stuff now that we're monetized?
Nope, we are as clean as Disney.
Really?
Go ahead,
how about this licensed story. Music? Is that going to be a problem?
Excuse me?
The licensed music you're playing, will that be a problem?
It's not licensed.
Who are you, a copyright attorney all of a sudden?
No, I'm trying not to be interrupted.
You just interrupted yourself. Go ahead. I'm not going to say a word.
So she's not as crazy as you made her out.
No, that she's wasn't not, fair. It wasn't fair. What I the way that I had framed up the first part of that, the part one of all that story was not fair. So I wanted to say that for the record. With the quarantine happening, did it change my stance on moving in? I didn't have a stance one where I mean I'm at some point we probably will, but for now it's not. Awesome.
Can I ask you a serious question? Are you just saying that because of how pissed she got when you said
no, I'm dead serious. No. I mean, I don't blame her for getting mad because I framed her up like a psycho and that wasn't nice of me to do. So
especially you know, when
to which Bishop said, you do that? Never. You've never done that before. It made someone sound crazy when they weren't being crazy.
If you look at this just right, it is like an afro. I mean, it's like a straight on green screen afro.
But I want to say this.
You love her. You got her pregnant. You guys are moving in together.
Did not get her pregnant.
You got the text too, huh?
What?
No.
Why do you keep thinking I got her? Why do you keep thinking I got her? You were saying that last time too. Why were you saying I got her pregnant?
Who, me?
Dave, we want that video too, Dave.
Agreed.
What?
Why are you saying that I got her pregnant?
Because you just spent quarantine together. You were obviously extremely busy. I'm just wondering.
Well, there's, you know, I don't know if you paid attention in school, but there are ways to prevent that from happening.
That you don't that you're not a fan of and don't use.
Listen, Preed got a 75 on his exam in health. And I'm mad.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad. Joel was talking about.
It is safe to say that Knox man is in love.
Yeah.
Oh! Timestamp it, baby.
Right there.
Merry Christmas.
This is
Knox
where it all goes downhill from here. Excuse me.
Why can't you just say happy for me and then move on?
I am. I was just going to ask one very simple, easy question. Who said I love you first, and how long have you guys been saying I love you, and did you not mean it up until recently?
No, I meant it when I said it. I said it.
You said it first?
I said it. I said it.
Did she say it back?
Yes, right after she said you chose now. You chose now to say it.
A little hesitant. Why was it? Why were you having sex?
No, we were having or an something. Argument. We were having an argument.
Oh,
so
sometimes you got to throw it out.
That's the one time I can play the card, and she even said it because it totally disarmed her.
So it worked.
Did it stop the argument? It shut it down for sure. It was good. We both laugh about it now too. So it's
that's
you know,
good. Listen, I mean.
It's fun to say. Listen, I honestly, God, I never thought I would be feeling like that again.
Do you guys have a song yet? Like, did you guys get a song?
Oh, I know their song.
Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Come on. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
There's that's no such right? thing as a fast drop in this, huh? It's just like, it's always like,
no.
They're not quick.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Adetario said that he read that Randy Quaid put a bottle in his pants for the scene.
I believe it.
It's quite a bottle. It's girthy.
Very lengthy.
Sheila, no. We're all sober.
Not today.
We're all sober here. Mountain Dew. Bishop might have because he does look a little like he's been gangbanging today a little bit.
How do I look? Am I clear enough in the eyes for you?
Yeah, you look good. You're like a man in love.
You're just glowing.
Glowing, son.
I will say this. We ski together. Creed, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah,
we ski together and. Back in the day when you used to ski, did you only snowboard or did you ski as well?
I started off skiing. That not for long, but yeah.
Did you ever prefer to just go off and ride by yourself instead of with groups of people?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more with her.
Yes, I have. Liz, I got to tell you really, really quick. And we'll go back to your skiing. I was messing with her because she got a very good job.
Who did?
As of yesterday, her diploma came and got a very good job with the county.
University
in Charlotte. And so ever since that, I'm just like, oh, you are so beautiful, honey. I'm so glad we're getting married. So nice just to mess with her.
It's different when they start making money, right?
Yeah. That's what I said to her. I said, my God.
Yeah, you should have heard Mike talking earlier. He's like, oh, yeah, my wife made this much money. Oh,
yeah, he did.
I was ready
for him to grab the cash and just start like, you know, this is what she made in this week, you know.
What was her degree in?
Bring me your purse.
The child protective services and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Social work.
Health work.
Social work?
Anyways, so yes, the only time that like Bob, like because Bob and I were always snowboarding together.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of rode together, but we really only just spent the time on the lift.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. And then you go do whatever you want just to meet at the bottom and go up, basically.
Right.
Why? Does she like to?
I did all my skiing in the bathroom, boys.
Well, that and waiting for people. You're with somebody, you got to wait for them. If they're not as fast as you are, you're constantly stopping. And it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, just wait at the bottom.
Snowman. So we went out this past weekend. And had an incredible. Was it on Monday? I think it was Monday.
Let me tell you about Monday. The powder
chasing
was
each
just...
other, chasing each other all over the mountain. It was great. Keep it. She was there. Was no. Oh. There was. We were in the zone. It was very nice.
Oh. Skiing, holding hands.
No, you don't hold hands while you're skiing.
Well, you do.
And it's also because I'm a snowboarder and she's a skier.
So. Oh, he was a snowboarder. That sounds like an Avril Lavigne song from 2000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there any yard sales of any kind while you were there?
Was there any what?
Yard sales. That's ski talk. People that spend their time on the mountain.
Just at the at the indoor place, it was when it was the holiday I talked about. I don't know if I can I say the other word. The J word.
Okay, moving along. Go ahead.
Anyway,
Jew.
Jew.
Yeah, you can say Jewish that. Holiday. Yes, yes. Jew. A Jew gave you coronavirus. Almost.
No. But we watched one of them just body a column and just explode everywhere because it's indoors, and people just bomb the hill and they run into things. So I did see a yard sale name the kid COVID. Is that what you just said? That's funny. But. Anyway, so there's your happy ending.
Sorry, I'm a little slow on the comments tonight. He was backpedaling before she said friend. Steven, so did you do just like what's his name on The Office then? Like Jim did on The Office.
With what?
Yeah, just dropped to his knees and said, I love you.
Yep. No, I just said it in the car.
Yeah, that is argument. That Wish Game song is terrible as far as getting stuck in your head, anyway.
What were you arguing about that you thought that you needed to bring out the bomb on her?
That must have been
a hell of a fight.
That's true. I didn't think
it wasn't even that. It wasn't even that big of a fight. It was just a.
Do you feel bad that you pulled out the love bomb that early? You know, like if
it's no, because I had wanted to say it. I had wanted to say it a few times, and I didn't, and I couldn't decide when I wanted to do it. And I knew that she wasn't going to say it first, huh?
So you decided to wait for a fight to say it.
It just happened. It just fit at the time.
It was the way to go that day,
right? Your Honor, he said he's going to kick my ass, so I took out a gun and blew his head off. It fit.
It was a good time for it.
It's going to happen sooner or later, Your Honor.
All Creed, right, are we doing the mailbag tonight?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, I received in the mailbag today an audio mailbag, and it's very strange. Mm-hmm. I just want to play it and get your thoughts on it. This is what we received.
Oh, here's another.
Why do birds suddenly appear anytime? You are.
It's a manifest from one person known only as the Master Blaster. So feel free to send
Can you fill me in what that was? What is that?
This is
sir. Why do birds suddenly appear anytime you are?
Well,
obviously it's someone singing and farting and sending us a message.
Well, we appreciate that, and I now want one at least every week, please.
Master Blaster, you are on retainer, my friend, because that was something. That was something.
It was very good. I appreciate that.
I have to say, though, Mikey, nice job with all the animated graphics. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
For real. You know, April, what else did just kind of happen that way?
Can you play that just one more time?
Please. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do birds suddenly appear anytime you are?
Thank you. And if you'd like to get in on the mailbag, cbshowemail@gmail.com is
we'll take your videos and we'll take your emails. Just like the Master Blaster.
That CB last show. Part.
I know, but it was a good one. Hey, have you ever rejected a Christmas present? That from Gaylord Longhorn, the VII, is at the sixth?
Seven.
Gaylord Longhorn the sixth via Facebook. Have you ever rejected a Christmas present?
Rejected a gift. I can't say I have. I mean, I've taken some pretty bad ones.
Yeah, there's been a few that I know that just went straight like into the closet and never saw it before, you know, again.
But, you know, kind of don't want to reject it to the person's face. I mean, it's a little rude.
Yeah, I know I haven't. I've always pretended I like everything I get.
Pretender.
Yeah, I've never rejected. I don't think I've ever really got too bad of a gift, you know? So, yeah, I never rejected. I was telling Mikey we should do this. Remember when we did the gift exchange way, way back in the day? And you're always wanting to give. You don't remember that, Creed, on the air?
Mm-mm. Did we?
Yeah. We got.
No, you said that you knocked it down. I wanted to do it this year, but you said that we wouldn't do it because Creed was going to give us Amazon gifts.
No.
Which I would.
The wrong thing.
But you're talking about back in the Rock 105 days.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What did we do?
We did. Well, we basically did the contest that I'm pitching here and now, where
we're ripping ourselves off.
Ripping ourselves off, yeah.
Gotcha.
Where basically the people would either email us. Back in the day, they would email us or call us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their worst gift.
They still do.
Right. And we would give them a better gift. I can't remember what we gave them. Well, we got two things. I can't remember what it was, but one, we got a photo of an old man and an old woman, mm-hmm. because this lady, her father-in-law gave their family a photo of him and his new wife, and it was a great photo.
So it was basically an exchange. So they would bring us their crappy gift, and we would give them something better.
Yes.
What a genius idea that was.
Yes. I like so that. But yeah, so I was thinking we should do that now with the
yeah, like
world
that.
Of the internet. People can just send us a photo of them with their crappy gift.
Someone once gave me Bish. Can you read that?
In my voice?
Yeah, in your voice. You just read that.
Okay. Someone once gave me winning out of state scratch tickets, but I gave them back. Yes, I never gave them back. You'll never get those back. I threw them away. Anyways, but yeah, you know, we'll hash out the details, but it's pretty simple.
I love that idea.
And we'll give them like an Amazon gift card or something, or whatever kind of gift card. I don't know.
Can we just pick like so people would be able to submit like their worst gift that they got?
Yeah, this is a photo of you and my winner gift. Yeah. And right. We'll wait, like, because, you know, mail and everything's backed up. We'll wait, like, two or 3 weeks till after Christmas to really let it set in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
That sounds like a bit that Bishop should produce.
And no, I'm not going to do that. But
he's busy. He's got a full-time job.
Yeah. Full-time job. I got to go get sour cream at all hours of the night. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys have to walk, or were one of you able to drive?
No, we drove. It's across the street, but we drove.
Merry Christmas, guys. Do you like eggnog?
Mm-mm.
Do you like fruitcake? Thanks. That Maria in Tennessee.
Mm. I like eggnog.
That's a no and a no for me.
I don't think I've ever tried eggnog.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
It just sounds
back in my drinking days, I had it. I had a lot of rum in it, and I recall having it come out of my nose.
Oh, well, yeah. If you drink anything too much, of course. You know,
I have rejected a gift. I knew if I took it, he'd expect a date, and that wasn't happening. Oh God!
Here's two tickets to the cruise, baby. He's waiting. Nothing's
rejected one, definitely regift. Yeah, how about regifting? Are you guys open to that? Is that cool? Is that all right? Is that there's nothing wrong with that?
I'm down with the regift.
Just as long as they don't know, right?
I just realized I kind of wanted to reject a gift. This was forever ago. Like this was I was probably like 19 and I was dating this girl and like she broke up with me like at the beginning of December, right? And they already had Christmas gifts for me.
Who was she? Clear Channel?
Yeah. And I was like, so I didn't bring up the gifts. I wasn't worried about the gifts, but she's like, well, make sure that you get your gifts. I was like, oh, okay, you want me to take my gifts now? She's like, no, come back for Christmas. I was like, back for Christmas? Like 3 weeks after you broke up with me? Needless to say, I come back for Christmas because who am I to deny a gift? So I went back and it was the most awkward, you know.
Why was her husband there or something? She got married in that time?
Yeah, he was staring at me the whole time. He's like, I was on deployment, fight for our country. Here you are.
Did you know you're coming here and I'm going to watch you too?
Hey, who's running the production right now in the background?
Ustream?
Roy, you got it?
Who's running it? Okay, Which one of you is running it?
Which one of you is running? Is there a problem?
I'm just letting you know that I forwarded our link to a buddy of mine in California. So he might jump on. He's an artist, and he might jump on.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, it'll be worth it.
What do you mean an artist? What are you talking about?
You have to wait and find out.
You just gave away the link to just anybody?
Yeah, just this guy. It's all right. He's good.
My favorite, that's why Nazi's a go-giver. See, I pitch a bit that we'll do 3 weeks from now.
And he just does his.
Right, I just do mine right now.
He just goes for it and takes
whoever's,
it.
Whoever's running it.
Who's running this show?
Who's in charge tonight?
Who's back in the production trailer?
who's in the production truck tonight?
Who's getting B-roll for us?
But no, back to the I like eggnog, and I like eggnog mum. And I especially like it because I have the National Lampoon's glasses.
The moose?
Yeah, the moose.
Marty Moose. There we go. You asked for it, and there it is.
Yeah.
Marty Moose.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have one for your... Is that glass or plastic?
That's not plastic. Come on.
Oh, mine are glass. Come on.
Do you have a full-size leg lamp, Creed?
No, but I got a couple of them. Do you see the one right above, right there is a lamp, but it's kind of small. And then I got a smaller behind Santa's armpit there. I got a few of them, but I don't have a big one. No, I don't. All right, can we get back to...
Yeah, fruitcake. I've never had fruitcake, but I wouldn't mind it.
Are you the artist?
It's the artist.
Artist.
I got a friend. He's an artist.
Who's running this? Who's running the audio here? Who's running this show?
His name is Nicolas Cage. He'll be in a few minutes.
He's an artist.
Oh, wow. Look, I'd like eggnog, but only like a small dose of it with no alcohol whatsoever.
Rum. What about with rum?
Nah, I've never had any alcohol in it. I think it would taste weird. And fruitcake is garbage.
Beyond garbage, right?
That's like a gift you give somebody that you don't like.
Up next on the mailbag. Hey, Creed, Mikey, and others.
Hey! Hello.
Your mom is wanted for murder. You'll receive $1 million reward if you turn her in. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Ooh. That from Amanda from San Diego. Ooh. So mom's wanted for murder. You receive $1 million reward if you turn her in. What do you do? I would say, can I go first?
Yes.
It would depend on if I think that she's going to get caught right away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, if it was a good listen, if it was the Snug Harbor murder from 2003 in Jacksonville, North Carolina, then maybe, you know what I mean? But
the Snug Strangler, the Snuggler.
I would have to think about that one I'd have to think about that one long and hard.
Well, last question. How well do you get along with your mother? How old is your mother? You know, if she's past her prime, she's not going to be able to leave you any real money. And, you know, she's going to die soon. Probably, you know, what, you got 10 years left? Mm. Take a million, you know.
It's free hospice. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, who does she murder? You know, if it's someone that you like or, you know, someone of importance, not only will you have $1 million, you'll also be, a national treasure. Yeah. Was she the second gunman on the grassy knoll?
Live audio from April.
Oh.
She had some beans tonight.
I would turn her in a minute. I mean, why not? I mean, especially depending on who she murdered. It might have been someone I cared about way more than her.
Hey, real quick, who is running the stuff over there? I just sent a link to my friend April. She's a fartist. Is it William Shatner? We're going to talk to William Shatner.
William Shatner's coming on?
Is that the artist?
And it's splatter vinyl.
Oh, that's that. Nice. Very nice.
Jennifer's a bit gassy tonight as well.
Knox, would you turn into your mom for $1 million?
No.
Aw, that's sweet.
I don't think I could do it. But I might extort her.
Give me the sex, mom.
Well, you just use that as leverage, you know?
Your dad is what?
No, not my dad. You use that as leverage. If you knew that your mom killed somebody, you can use it to get some, you know, extra things.
Like what? Why can your mom give you that $1 million can't give you?
Sweet, sweet loving.
I'd rather just turn it in for, I'd ever just, you know, dangle it and get my way on things.
Like, what,
get extra mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving? What are you
doing? Yeah, you know, I better get the first slice of that roast beef for, hello?
Mom president? I mean, what? I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, DJ Creed. DJ Pan's in the house.
Uh-oh. Is there a problem?
So, yeah, 3 out of 4 of us would turn in our mom.
I don't know. I like this thought of getting more things out of my rich mother than not.
I never
look
said she was mom. Rich. She said I could
turning
get
you in
out
unless you give me extra foot rubs, dude.
Hi, Wendy. Merry Christmas.
Welcome. The hangnail ain't going to cut itself.
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss? Was Knox giving some away?
Free ones.
No, I said I was gonna use the murder as leverage to get things.
Happy Xmas to you as well, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy. Happy Christmas, Xmas, Merry Holiday, whatever.
I mean, does Mom have $1 million of life left in her? I'm not fooling you.
Mom would have to have like $80 million if I have something to, you know, dangle the bait.
Turn her in, put some money on her book. She's good to go. Buy her some of those, some of the shebang, the good potato chips. Mm-hmm. Tell as fast as possible. Boy, you guys are mean.
Yeah, man. $1 million?
Yeah.
She could have killed somebody. Like.
The Pick and Flip podcast grease room looks more like the... Yeah, no. It's bad right now, too, because there's lots of props, if you will.
Yeah. Production was high on these hauling ass for the holidays. high production value.
All right. Back to world's longest mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hello. How's it going?
You all right?
Love be the different shows you do. Remember, I read these word for word.
Love be the different shows that you do.
I watch and listen a lot at work, and it makes the day go by faster. But I have a problem. A coworker seen me drinking hot chocolate and made the comment, "You're an adult, but you're drinking hot chocolate."
Yeah.
Which is childish. No wonder you don't have a wife or a girlfriend. Wow. Is he right? That's Marty in Texas. F that. I love a good old hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate. God almighty.
I like to fill up the cup with marshmallows first and then just pour the hot chocolate over that and make it a frothy beverage.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mikey, do you do milk or water in your hot chocolate powder?
Depends on.
Well, you got to have hot. You have to have some hot. You can't just do milk, can you, in the powder?
Yeah. You warm the milk up. That's how you heat up the milk. You've never had it with milk?
Oh, no.
No, you missed out. That
sounds disgusting. Really?
What do you mean
it sounds disgusting? 9 times out of 10.
That sounds gross.
I'm using water. 9 times out of 10.
Do you drink chocolate water or chocolate milk?
It's warm milk. That does not sound good at all to me.
What are you talking about? Warm milk doesn't sound good at all. There's a dog in
the, I thought that was a dog.
Yeah, I thought it was a werewolf at first.
Those things are worth a little bit. Is that a gremlin?
It's a Furby.
Yeah, Furbies are worth
the original. It's an original.
It, yeah. You got to do milk, Creed. And I upped my hot chocolate game this past weekend. I had the Mexican hot chocolate.
What is it made with real sugar?
Yes.
Like the cane Cokes.
Sugar. Cane sugar. Just like the Cokes. No. All right. It's a chocolate like tablet, right? Mikey, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On the cover, it's got a little old lady drinking a cup of hot chocolate, right?
Yeah.
And you put it in the milk, right? Oh, my God. And it melts in there. It's like, what is it? What is that? The drink called that's got like cinnamon and stuff in it that you get at Mexican restaurants that's white. Chicate or something like that.
Wow, you are much well versed. You're way more versed in Mexican restaurant than
Mexican
I am.
Mexican beverages.
I know what a chili poblano is, and I know the very expensive white cheese.
Queso blanco.
That's what I know.
Anyways, yeah, man.
Horchata, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Jennifer and April both chimed in at the same time. You both look at these.
I knew that they're cultured. Hot crowd.
Tell your coworker to drink a hot cup of acid. It's a great drink for a grown up.
Yeah, whipped cream is totally the way I go too. Jobin, by the way.
I don't like coffee. I pulled into Dunkin's and ordered a hot chocolate. The girl asked me, would you like whipped cream? I said, I'm a grown-ass man. Yes, I'd like whipped cream. Absolutely, yeah. So then there's another thing. I hate the whipped cream that comes out of those, the Whippet containers, if you will. You know what I'm talking about? I like
cream. They're fun.
You want a tub? Stuff. Mm-hmm. So you want a tub of whipped cream?
Yeah.
Who are you? You
not for that.
Hot chocolate with milk. You think that sounds disgusting?
Warm milk sounds disgusting. Yeah.
When milk chocolate is a thing, not
okay.
Water chocolate.
So you're telling me that you would take chocolate milk and warm that up and you think that would taste good? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's talking about making the hot chocolate with milk instead of water.
You don't have to yell at me, Knox.
Well, sometimes he needs to yell.
You struck a chord.
You don't understand what he's saying.
You struck a chord.
Go ahead, Knox. Tell this man. Somebody needs to tell some sense.
That's how my mom made it for me.
Yeah.
I never turned her in for murder.
Loud Elvis married a Mexican chick, and he didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, she ain't taking care of you, Elvis.
So you want hot chocolate water with a tub of whipped cream, basically, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, all right. I don't know, because, listen, I am a normal American, and I grab my little K-cup, and I put it into my Keurig, and I
oh my
this, and
God,
I get my hot chocolate.
You don't use the you don't use the French press, huh?
No. No, and I don't stoop to your poor levels with your little packets of Swiss Miss from 4 years ago that you got in a mug that you never used.
What are you talking about? Wait. There was never any.
I bought brand name sour cream, MF-er.
No,
brand name.
That was Daisy.
The dollop of Daisy.
Dollop of Daisy.
The man in a dollop of Daisy. No, but I do agree with the whipped cream situation. Even though I don't like the spray whipped cream, that would be the ideal situation for hot cocoa.
As I say, how do you even make it look good? It just looks like a cup of chili.
Bishop, have you ever sat around a big old tub of pudding and then grabbed Cool Whip and whipped those two together? Have you ever done that?
A tub of pudding with whipped cream?
Yeah, big old thing of pudding. And Cool Whip and mixed it and mixed it really.
It's like a snack pack.
Right. Yeah.
It's just like a snack pack. Swiss Miss.
But why? Who has time to add to pudding?
I always thought that it was just the abused kids that had water and hot chocolate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Do we need breaking news for that? Jennifer's husband, CJ, is half Guatemalan.
Right on.
The lower half, baby.
Damn, how much hot chocolate do you need in a cup? Loud Elvis makes a very valid and good point. Where's she at? She around?
Tell her you love her for Christmas. That's her gift.
That was just been holding back on the chata, whatever the hell it is.
Did you get her a card or a good gift this year, or how does that gonna like a ring?
No, me?
A promise ring. Every
kiss begins with Knox.
We've got it. We have a tree, actually. Show it to you.
Okay. What does that have to do? I mean, that's nice that you got a tree, but what does that have to do with...
Well, it's got presents under it. That's what it's got to do with it, Creed. It's got presents. So I did get a couple little things for her, sure. A little exchange.
Because when you have a wife, you don't do this. But when you have a girlfriend, you do this. Did you get presents for her that's really for you, like dress-up outfits? Like, oh, look, I got you some lingerie. But it's really for me.
Wow. No, I didn't. She does a great job of that.
Dead fish.
Huh? No. I got her.
Are you guys already spicing it up, dude, with some lingerie and stuff this early into the relationship?
I don't think it would count as spicing it up. She's got good taste. That's all I'm gonna say.
That really should be down the road, though. Like,
should it be down the road?
Why can't I enjoy these underpants now?
I'll talk at once, please. What?
I can't enjoy sexy underpants now?
This is quite the Christmas spectacular.
What is there? What do you got, mile posts? Like, okay, it's about time for that G-string to come on out.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Anytime you are.
Mr. Lessaha, Mr. Hasseho.
As we move on with tonight's 9-hour mailbag.
Hold on a minute. Why do you think there's an appropriate time to bust out the anything as far as undergarments are concerned?
Let's leave it at this.
No!
No, hold on. Just hear me out. Hear me out there, Squeaker. Like next year sometime, when you remember everything. Just give me the satisfaction.
Or the keys of autism.
You're right. I should have, we should have probably waited because it's stale now.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's
just
happening.
Just remember that.
What's stale? There's too much going on here.
Is there a problem? Show of shows. Do we live in a simulation? I think this is for you, Knox. Do we live in a simulation? I never thought I was living in a simulation until one day I was eating a sandwich with ham and cheese and some rice. And then when I went to YouTube, to my YouTube homepage, I saw both of them in two different cooking videos. That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
It's weird that he saw a cooking video with ham and rice and bread in two different videos.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Or they're watching.
Well, there's no question about they are watching. Yes, that's not the question.
And then I was...
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
And then, lost my place. Oh, and then I was eating multivitamins. And then I see an ad for multivitamins.
How many were you eating?
Multivitamins on my Instagram feed. Must be just sitting there. They're like gummies. I mean, listen, if you don't have any gummies around, you gotta.
Nothing says fresh breath like multivitamins.
Or even sometimes I'll be thinking about a specific video while watching or doing something that's completely unrelated. And then I see the exact one I was thinking about on my feed. This has been happening to me for the longest. And I think it's one of the, I think it's one of the people running the simulation trying to give me a sign. I hope I'm wrong because I want to believe there's an afterlife out there. But damn, that Chris from Twitter. God, I hate to say this, but there has been a lot of times things that I've been thinking of or thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has shown up before in advertising. That has happened to me quite a bit. Quite often.
I feel like maybe they're reading your mind a little bit. Maybe they're using mind-reading technology now.
I mean, it's entirely possible. One, what do you guys think?
Well, I don't think that means that you live in a simulation. I think that that means that you're a mouse running through a maze, and they know what buttons you're going to push at certain times to get the cheese that you want. I think that's what that is.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You don't live in a simulation, you loser. I like it. Listen, it's always people that have shitty lives that say, oh, we live in a simulation. It's a video game. It's all fake. It's never the guy that owns Amazon isn't on his yacht saying, you know what, this is probably a simulation.
Oh, that's something.
Chris, our views.
That's me for once. Jeez.
That's Bishop. That's Bishop calling you a loser. Bishop, not us.
He says
you're the loser.
I'm saying that this guy, whoever emailed, he's probably has an amazing life. He probably does get picked on for drinking hot chocolate and having no children or a wife. But right.
Everybody, quiet for 2 seconds. We're playing a game.
No.
Name that artist and now.
Onyx.
Mikey got it. Congratulations. Hi, Ty Walker. What up to
What's
you?
What's up, Ty? Ain't seen you in a while, bud.
Last but not least, hey, guys. Hey, you guys know. Read that as it comes in. Hey, you guys know.
No.
Why do women hate beards?
Ooh.
I have heard women make many disparaging comments about them. yet it occurred to me. That if men were to make those same kind of comments about their hair, they'd make you out to be a villain. That from Phoenix in New York. I thought that was a very popular thing.
What, beards? You
hate people with beards?
No, that women actually like guys with beards.
I've never had a complaint.
Oh, I've got a couple of ex-girlfriends that have a lot of complaints about you, Knox.
Oh! Whoa!
Merry Christmas. I'm joking. Can we get caught up on...
Drops?
Let's get caught up on here. No, I think we're caught up with Drops, I think. Oh. I think. Listen, he's the producer. He's producing Drops. I love it. This is now my favorite Wednesday episode. This has surpassed the vegetable oil on the horseshoe episode. Jennifer talking about, this is a Texan, patriotic vet. I forget he's Hispanic. Yeah, and so the gift, yeah, he gave her a tree.
So what is under the tree that is this symbol of your love and affection? The tree itself?
An iPhone. No,
there's presents.
An iMad.
There's no iMad.
The tree represents his never-ending love, just the way that the evergreen never dies. His love will
Although
never
I'll
die
tell you this. Earth. Let me ask you this. Any of you guys have a real tree in their house?
No. Oh, God, no.
So we got the real tree. I went and cut it down and everything.
Of course you did, you hippie.
With COVID.
Well,
you chopped it down with COVID. You just yelled at it.
I kind of watered. I watered it really well.
Uh huh.
And it's dried out as a. I mean, it's dry. I mean, it's like hope, it's hope like ready not, to
fire hazard.
Hope you're not smoking in the chapel.
Well, it is a fire hazard. It's scary. I don't know. It's.
I can't believe we haven't plugged in right now.
Yeah, well, I haven't unplugged it all month, so that might be why it's so dry. I have something to do with it.
It's under constant heat.
But someone told me that next year, if I do it again, I need to get river water and keep river water on hand because it's the nutrients if you just put regular water in, it doesn't really get much out of it. If you put like river water or if you add, you have to add stuff to the water to make it stay moist.
Moist.
Speaking of moist, did you decorate the tree with thongs?
No. That's not a bad idea. We need one for the top. It's not a bad idea. Oh, tree topper.
Hey, Knox. Does she like horses? I got a horse ring made of white gold that never got delivered to a certain faux lesbian. I'll sell it to you at cost.
Tobin, we'll talk.
I love how Knox loses his shit when Creed's asked him a question. Yeah, he's very offensive. Defensive. Like my
defense.
Defense.
Wins championships.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why Creed loves you like I do.
Knox's roleplay outfit is a rain jacket and galoshes.
What is he? Is he pretending to be the guy from The Last Action Hero?
Auditorio, this I think you're absolutely right. Hang on just a second. I want to show you where Knox is going to be in a year.
I mean, early lingerie does lead to... Because, I mean, you're going to burn
it's
out.
It's not quick. Early lingerie. I mean, like, what is wrong with attractive underpants? Nothing.
Knox, I'm with you.
Look, I mean, next thing you know, you're buying that right there. I mean...
What?
I mean, that's
there goes your monetization. Good work, guys. You worked all out hard for that.
All I said was that she had good taste in underwear, and all of a sudden it turns into, wow, it's mighty early to be breaking those out.
Yeah, maybe.
Gosh, I'm not used to keeping up with chat this good. I'm sorry, guys. I'm very slow. I need to go smoke a cigarette soon. I think this is a record. We've been live for 1 hour and 10 minutes. I haven't smoked yet. Oh, hey, Serpents. There's an RV, Clark. I haven't even watched any Christmas movies yet. Because they're gummies. They're good.
I mean, they are good for you.
Good for you.
You know, you're only supposed to eat one, right? For the recommended.
Recommended. But that's just a suggestion.
No, Jennifer had a great idea about the tree there. Oh,
what about it?
Pull it up.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Pull it up, dude. She mentioned thongs, dude.
Are you guys fighting or something?
Who?
Am I not? No, Steven.
No way.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. Yeah, see, like beard. See, it's a beard.
Yeah, thing. I mean. Trust me, I'm sure there are women that don't like them, just like women don't like certain things. Ty sent an email right on just, Ty.
Just like Mikey would never date anyone but a blonde. You know,
yeah.
We all have.
Sure.
Make a new cut on the bottom. That's going to involve me having to take the tree out of the stand, and I think I'm going to lose all the needles if I do that.
Mm. I think that thing with the water makes sense.
With the river water?
I like
Eric's idea, actually. You can just pay a bum to piss on your tree.
Or you can just pay a bum to stand in your corner with a sign that says Merry Christmas.
That's a good point, too.
Ty Walker.
You could put a hooker on top of your tree.
Mom wants to talk to you.
Hey, Bishop and Creed, the winning scratchers. By the mask. On a serious note, Knox seems pretty cool, though he does have potential serial killer vibes. And that's where I'm going to smoke a cigarette because I don't want to hear it. Fair. I do not want to hear it.
Well, when you come back, we're going to wrap up the show. So, I mean,
yeah,
we'll take care of that then. But, yeah, while we have a minute, I want to remind everyone that Christmas Day, starting at 10 a.m., exclusively over on YouTube, Haulin' Ass for the Holidays will debut. 12 beautiful episodes. Creed and myself do our best to entertain you through the holiday itself with our take on some of the most insane chases you'll ever see. Right there only on the YouTube channel, Credence and Bishop Show. Just like the little thumbs up logo right there in the corner, spelled just like that. Go and subscribe to that channel and join us over there for that. By the way, fellas, if you don't mind, I will go ahead and debut this right here.
Remember, like, subscribe, and go to the bell. Haulin' ass for the holidays.
So you've been working out?
Yeah.
How come Creed had the snowman?
Because he didn't produce the segment. That's why.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we're going to be doing that. And something new that has happened since we've been monetized, we do have super chats, and we have the super sticker things, which we're still learning how to use. So
if people give us money.
Yes, absolutely. They sure can.
And then we have to like put their name up on the screen, like so and so gave $35.
It'll come up by itself. It'll do it automatically.
That's neat.
Yeah, pretty neat stuff. So yeah, Haulin' Ass for the Holidays. Check it out. 10 to 10 Eastern Time, Christmas Day. Bishop, what do you have going on?
Oh, what do I have going on? Well, I'll be working tomorrow. I'll be
no shows, no gigs.
No shows, no gigs, no. I was talking with you. I enjoyed our talk the other day so much on the phone about Billy Bob Thornton. I think I want to do a show called What a Career with Mikey and Bishop, where we talk about people's acting careers and stuff. And, we figure out the ins and outs if they're a good actor and what other roles they could have been in. I like that idea. Yeah, but maybe we'll launch that in a new year.
2021 will have all kinds of new shows that we're going to be testing out. You know, like we've always said, we're not one-trick ponies, but we do enjoy doing this on Wednesday nights, the classic, if you will, show at that point. And, of course, Creed and myself doing all of our chases, a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Knox, any great ideas from you that you might want to communicate to me? For a possible new show.
A new show?
Yeah. Or you could just restart the one that you started and never finished.
The pick and flip?
Yeah, the pick and flip.
Maybe we'll resurrect it.
Maybe, because look, you got this. You got this right here.
Before we worry about all that, how about more than just one message a month in our group chat when we're discussing important stuff?
Impotence.
Impotent stuff.
Did you click on that, Creed? during your smoke break?
To click on what?
The thing I sent into the group chat.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see it. Try watering the tree with Gatorade.
Ooh. Oh, Gatorade. All right, I'll check that out.
Mikey, can you check Ty's funny email, please?
Absolutely. I'm heading there now, Ty. Just for you, bud.
Since tonight has been so random, blue box macaroni or shells and cheese, All right. I will tell you, back in the day, Walmart, great value brand, used to have a red box of regular that would be like the blue box, but it was the red box, and it was super creamy and tasted like cheese. So I'm not a huge fan of any Kraft macaroni and cheese or any of that, because it just, whenever I make it, just tastes like butter and hardly any cheese. So,
I'm a Shell's cheese kind of guy too.
Are you? Yeah, I can understand that. I never make it.
So you don't like any macaroni, or
not out of a box? I really don't.
Wow.
Not that I don't like it. It's just that I wish that I could have an extra packet of that yellow powdered cheese. Mm-hmm. And I would double that up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be.
So you drink, you have water in your hot chocolate, and you only make homemade macaroni and cheese, big time.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Now,
you guys got $35 I can give to Ty's Patreon so we can get a shout out on Patreon from him? I mean, he's got like a million tiers. To his Patreon over here. I'm
what is Patreon?
He's making money. I mean, making money good moves over here.
Listen, we just made 66 cents yesterday. So
yeah, I mean, that's our first day of monetization. We're really rolling through. By the way, Ty, how old are you? You look like you're 13 in this picture. But if you like talking football, maybe we'll have you on sometime to talk football. Just not tonight, Ty. Just not tonight.
Yeah, is that what Mikey did? Is plugged the Hall and Ass for the holidays?
Yes.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah, full commercials.
Melted cheese is hot milk. Just saying.
Ooh, it is. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your house of lies that you live on and false pretenses of how high and mighty you are with I won't do this, but I will do that. It's all lies, Creed. We're all on to you.
Ty is 15 and making some money. I love it.
Sim, I'll keep your email, Ty. And one evening when we're going to talk sports, I'll bring you on and you can be our sports guy. How's that sound?
Oh, well, nice. We're going to talk sports very soon because the playoffs are coming up. And at the beginning of the season, we picked me and you. I don't know if anyone else did it.
That'd be me and you.
Okay. Who we thought were going to be in the playoffs. And so maybe we can have Ty on then.
And plus, me and Bishop are planning to live stream the Super Bowl. We're going to watch the Super Bowl together here at my house and live stream our reaction kind of thing. You're in there, Ty.
I think you just pissed off Ty. The way I read it was, okay, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Oh, okay, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you didn't put a period in.
I'll hold my breath on that, bro.
Apparently, if you put a period at the end of a sentence or end of a word, it makes it mean.
Nope.
Now.
Well, you learn something new every day. I can't really talk much about sports because I don't care. But the Hornets, we can't watch it anywhere. It's ridiculous. So, like, I haven't even watched any Hornets games this year. And, like, tonight was opening night. Kind of sucks. Kind of sad. Yeah, they took away Fox Sports Southeast, and it's like I can't find it on any streaming stuff. So, yeah.
Can I make one comment? Did you see that for a moment there, my alma mater, or where are they now? Coastal Carolina beat BYU?
I think that they were doing really well, right?
They're undefeated.
But didn't their schedule change dramatically and also...
So I guess rumor has it that they were just trying to get a game to play and BYU said, sure, we'll play you.
Right.
And then we beat them. But isn't that how that works, though? If you lose your seed and someone takes it over?
Is BYU huge? I don't even know who they are.
No, BYU is not in the playoffs.
if you're not in the college playoffs, it doesn't matter. If you're a big enough name, no matter your schedule, you're going to get some sort of bowl game. So it's not like you're taking BYU's spot now. They're not going to move Coastal Carolina to Utah and give them the facilities that they have.
Ty, my dude, do you have any idea if that's all kind of like the same thing where they're constantly fighting with like Dish Network and stuff, and they're having those contract problems? I wonder if that's it or not, or that they just took it off. It's weird. It's stupid. One comment. How long will this take? All right. Last thing, before we get out of here, it was kind of a funny topic of conversation the other day with a buddy of mine who says, admittedly, is a bit socially awkward, and says, so what do you do when you're in a situation where you're around a bunch of family that you hate and don't see that often? And he's talking about not immediate family, but a lot of people have a lot of different family gatherings that they have to go to over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And said that, you know, a lot of like his wife's side, a lot of his wife's side, you know, that like he doesn't know like any of the family, but they all try like the small talk and stuff. So anyways, he's like, so I don't watch sports. That's what just reminded me of it, is about the sports thing, because he says, you know, and I'm not going to sit there and talk about the damn weather either, you know. So
right.
Like, so what do you bring up? Like he's like he says that he just does the strangest things and feels so awkward with everybody because he just doesn't know what to say to these people. Like, you know, cuz they'll start talking sports and he can't be like, you know, getting in on that conversation. Have you guys ever ran into that?
You fake it. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Yeah, I heard that too. That's what I heard. Yeah, really? I didn't know that. And you just act like you're a part of the conversation, but you really not said a damn thing.
I would do that. I would just hang back and then, you know, just stay in the conversation sort of, but then I would ask questions to, you know, like, so what do you do? How have you been? This and that. Mm-hmm. You know, your general questions to get to know the person better. Because sports is a common thing where people, you know.
Sports and weather.
Yeah. You know, you can't talk about politics. You would never do that. I would tell him to bring up religion. Bring that up. That's a good one.
No one in the history of the world has ever fallen over that.
Start off with religion and then end with politics.
Right. Man, this casserole's good. What's you guys' thoughts on abortion?
One comment for Knox and 15 side stories from everyone else. That's pretty much the way that it rolls. If the Broncos score a home run, will they make the Stanley Bowl? Yes.
Absolutely.
Here's for you. Jim on line 9. Some playoff talk next. BYU won yesterday in the Boca Raton Bowl. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Well, if you ever talk boxing, I'll tell you how Oscar De La Hoya wrecked my first marriage.
Oh, what?
Well, that sounds like a fantastic story that we would like to hear.
Oscar De La Hoya's got some pretty crazy stories about him, too.
Mikey is right. Fake it to keep the peace, smile, and agree. My ears are burning.
Boining right now.
Anyways, I didn't really have a lot to say. I said, but I instantly think of like somebody like Knox that will know the entire room in less than 10 minutes and know every little detail of each person in that room as well.
Mover and a shaker, dude.
Very quickly.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Always been that way.
Ask them about them. People love talking about themselves.
That's a very good point. Yes, they do. Well, that was our Christmas spectacular.
I'm sorry that my artist didn't come through.
Oh man, we're gonna talk about here for this. I mean, I'm upset, dude.
I was looking forward to that all day.
Next time.
That's the only reason I come on.
Only next time.
Yeah. It's the only reason why we put together this whole show tonight. We're just gonna scrap it.
His honor.
Mm-hmm. Then we're like, oh, it looks like Knox is coming on tonight. He's got a guess.
I'm sure he'll find some junkie to put on for it.
can't wait to see who this artist is. You sent it in the group chat. I didn't know if you were still in that. Thank you, Ty.
Thanks, Ty, man.
Take care, Mikey, for Christmas. Is going to use our ad revenue to get Patreon on yours.
Yeah,
he's going to subscribe to your Patreon. I feel like we need the song one more time. You know what? You're absolutely right. Yes, we do.
What song?
This one.
Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Whiskey, baby. Come on. Whiskey, baby.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
I told Brad that we'd unmute ourselves. I would have said
you know, long. You know what else we need?
Well, what else do we need?
One more
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
Please.
Why do birds suddenly appear anytime? You are
Mr. Lesser-ha, Mr. Hasser-ho.
It's no fart heard around the world, but it's a good one.
I just love how all of the references that the Master Blaster used were all long. The lyrics of the song he was singing was long. His... That's unless a high mind to high new home. It was awesome, but that last part is my favorite part.
Tobin says, I got the link. Knox and I will do our own staring at each other podcast tomorrow.
The Stare and Flip podcast.
Looks like picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
That's right.
Night loud, Elvis. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I know that Mikey just went through it, but we are really looking forward to Christmas Day for hauling ass for the holidays. Is it 10 or 12?
Starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Starting at 10. Okay. And 12 episodes, I believe.
All right.
We'll
pretend like we're doing the show backwards, and we'll play the intro as an outro, because I don't have a Christmas. So, bye.